Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes right through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. Issue today we're talking about, can America remain free? Can America remain free? Or we could ask the question, will America remain free? We might say, yes, America can, but will we remain free? That's a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. And the thing that we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, we're being brought captivity to the calamity, the chaos, the confusion, and the fear that's been taking place in particular for the past year and a half in America, brought on by the so-called pandemic of COVID-19. But more and more we're finding each and every day that it was a plandemic. Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, Dr. Fauci, lied to President Trump and Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, and a coup to overthrow the re-election of President Donald J. Trump. And now Dr. Fauci is trying to come across as the hero that's going to save the world because of his white jacket. But ladies and gentlemen, it's being discovered more and more every day. The truth of what I said a year ago and have repeated dozens of times on this broadcast, that Dr. Fauci is up to his ears in the creation of the COVID-19 through the process in the Wuhan, China lab that was paid for with U.S. taxpayer dollars on the gain of function research that was done, the splicing of pathogens to make them aerosol and to see how dangerous they can make them. And it got out of the Wuhan, China lab. It's the reason President Trump called it the China virus. He was laughed at, mocked at, said that was racist, that he was saying things to go against the Asians. And they supposedly, according to the talking heads on the Communist Network News, that's what caused some of the attacks on Asian people in America. That's simply untrue. The virus was created in the laboratory. It was released, whether it was released purposely or some mistake took place, we don't know yet. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a real wave of fear permeating America. And it's that chaos, confusion, and fear that's brought about, that's bringing about the control and the demise of our nation. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in America, there's no such thing as privacy. No such thing as being able to talk or to communicate by social media or otherwise without it being intercepted, read, and or scrutinized. All the big tech companies, the social media, all have now become branches and arms and the arm of the federal government through the Biden administration, socialist government, watch Snoop group and its censorship of all that's taking place in America. I'm looking at an article that says, dangerous new wave of censorship culminating in the U.S., according to Alan Dershowitz. Let me just read you a blurb from this massive article. The removal of Colonel Matthew from the U.S. Space Force this month after it's publicly stated his opposition to Marxism and critical race theory is part of a broader, more dangerous new wave of censorship that is culminating in the United States of America, says constitutionalist Alan Dershowitz. Dershowitz, former head of the Harvard Law School as a former professor, expressed concern over that dismissal, as well as other incidents such as the removal of former President Donald J. Trump from Twitter, Facebook, big tech platforms in January, following the January 6th Capitol breach. And he goes on to talk about Marxism, and in Marxism and communism, you have no freedom of speech, and how that is taking place today in America, ladies and gentlemen. It is the destruction. He says it will destroy the institutions such as the Western justice system, free market economy, orthodox religion, while demanding that they be replaced with institutions compliant with the ideology and the theories of Marxism, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a blurb that tells it all. The coronavirus will come and go, but the government will never forget how easy it was to take control of your life, to control every sporting event, to control classrooms, to control all restaurants, tables, to control all church pews, and even if you're allowed to leave your home, end quote. Now, that's exactly what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. It was all under the guise of protecting us, taking care of our health, to make sure that we were safe as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that approach has never been taken in the history of the United States of America. And yet we the people, we as conservatives, we as Christians, I believe for the most part, I can say this as a blanket statement. We've sat in silence, sequestered in closets, hiding under beds, rather than coming out and standing up and being heard and being seen. I am thankful to see across our nation today a greater and greater awakening of what America's gone through for a year and a half, where restaurant owners are saying, we'll not shut down. Restaurant owners are saying, we'll not limit the number of patrons. Where businesses, professional offices are saying, we will no longer be silent. We're going to take a stand for what is honorable in a nation that is free, a nation that has constitutional liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that everything that's said and done on social media today, every platform, whether it be Yahoo, Google, Facebook, whatever it may be with the big tech, they've simply now become an arm of the federal government to censor everything that you do and say. And we've just discovered, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you knew it, but it's not been public knowledge. Under the Postal Services, through the Biden administration, they have a major, major, major snoop section, as I call it, to go through every person's social media. They already have your name, address, via the mail system, through every person's social media to determine what you're saying, who you're communicating with, and what's being done to determine if you may be a danger to America. I'm concerned about that, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things that I think that we need to have is, as this article says, the mask is coming off, the largest political scam in history. And I think the mask needs to come off. We need to understand what is happening. And as Christians, we need to be passionate and concerned about it. Psalms 11:3, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Think about that for a moment. If the foundations of this great nation, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? How will we be able to preach the gospel, have freedom of religion, have church doors open? Right now, there is a massive problem in our churches in America. As I understand the statistical data, and I've got it in my stacks, some 4,500 churches closed last year, 2020, 4,500. Just recently read an article of a church in, I believe it is in New Jersey. 187-year-old church just had its last service 2 weeks ago, where churches are closing because of the condition in America with the falling away, with the apostasy of so-called believers. And this article states, ladies and gentlemen, the mask is coming off, the largest political scam in history. As with everything in America the current year, medical science has been hopelessly corrupted by the leftist politicians, twisted into a political tool to force compliance and increase their own power over the people. The mask has slipped off, and every day brings news of more reversals of previous guidance that was preached by major media as above scrutiny and question because it was claimed to be science, no matter how inconsistent or ridiculous it may seem. From the beginning, the COVID pandemic, it was obvious that official medical guidance and public health policy was being driven by political consideration. Officials claimed computer models of mysterious origin and using unknown methodology, showing that millions of Americans would soon be dead from COVID and that we must shut down the U.S. economy, cancel medical procedures nationwide to free up medical resources, keep America confined to their homes, shut schools, make everyone wear masks, and prohibit people from being physically near each other. COVID was immediately seized by the Democrats as the next occasion to bash President Trump and slam the brakes on the economy. Nancy Pelosi said of COVID-19, "This is an opportunity," end quote. "Every crisis is an opportunity," she said. And recently the book, Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency, quotes Biden advisor Anita Dunn saying COVID is the best thing that ever happened to the Biden campaign and his presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, that shows you the Democrats' position. This position of taking a pathogen and weaponizing it to absolutely control the United States of America and trying to force conversion from a constitutional republic to a socialist Marxist regime. We're on the fast track for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the question, can America remain free? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm looking at an article that says, ladies and gentlemen, newly uncovered documents show that the Pentagon's plan to target conservatives, warning of a sudden new threat of extremism from the right. The Pentagon is indoctrinating the military services members in a program packed with progressive ideology and misstatements about the Constitution. The Navy, for example, is titled Extremism Stand Down, presents misstatements of laws and warped characterizations of fellow citizens who believe in constitutional principles. And as fact, Adams said he obtained a copy of all the materials. Throughout the services, service members have been shocked at the Biden's blitz to root out ideas of people who stand in the way of administration's transformative agenda. Goes on to talk about what is taking place. The military is one of the last institutions left that hasn't been radicalized by the progressives. That's why it's being targeted now, end quote. Goes on to talk about how the Biden administration has now targeted the military to absolutely destroy the integrity of the military on the premise that there may be someone in the military wearing a uniform that's a radical person. Radical in the Biden administration's eyes. Radical is that person that will question critical race theory being taught in our schools. It's that person that will question the coup that overthrew President Donald J. Trump's reelection. Anyone that questions anything in relationship to the election being fraudulent or factual will be put in the category of a domestic terrorist. If you stand for Trump, if you stood for Trump, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a patriot, then you're put in the category of being questioned as to whether or not you are a domestic terrorist. That's what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen, in our nation today. Why should a Christian be concerned? I'm trying to blow the trumpet of a wake-up call. If we do not wake up now, sit up now, smell the coffee now, stand up now, speak up now, it could be eternally too late in the next few months. Here's an article that says physicians forbidden from questioning official health guidance, face investigation and disciplinary action. The College of Physicians and Surgeons, which regulate the practice of medicine in Ontario, Canada, has issued a statement prohibiting the physicians from making comments or providing advice that goes against the official narrative. The physicians are threatened with investigation and disciplinary action should they speak out regarding the many inconsistencies and questions surrounding the pandemic, lockdown, mask, and COVID-19 vaccinations. And it's a massive 8 or 9 page article, ladies and gentlemen. But what's happening in Canada is a mirror of what's happening in America, where physicians have been sequestered, they've been threatened, and in some cases attempted prosecution if they go against the narrative that you must wear a mask, that you must be vaccinated. And that's on the forefront today, where you must ask, have you asked the question? Have you considered, ladies and gentlemen, why governors across America are offering free trips, offering lotto tickets, offering educational positions, offering what I call bribe money, in order to have someone to take the vaccination? Why is it that it is so important for every human being in America to be vaccinated? What is the goal? What's the ulterior motive? What are they wanting to accomplish? Why is this so? It's literally being carried out, ladies and gentlemen, on the premise of fear. And there's an ulterior motive. There's a goal. And it's not for your health, and it's not for my health at all, ladies and gentlemen. It is simply to control we the people. And I think it is because once you've had the vaccination, then there's going to be the hue and cry that you've got to have a booster shot. One vaccination is not enough. Two shots is not enough. You've got to have a booster shot. They're already talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. But today, under the Biden administration, there is a whole push to place everyone that's conservative, a constitutionalist, a Christian, and a conservative patriot in the position of being considered dangerous. Here's an article that says the Biden's new warning system could single out conservative narratives. The Department of Homeland Security is launching a strategy to gather and analyze data from social media posts to predict and prevent anyone from standing up against the government, they say. We're not looking at who are the individual posters, a senior official involved in the new strategy told the outlet. We are looking at what narratives and reasoning and spreading it, that's spreading across the different social media platforms. From there, you will be able to determine what are the potential targets that you may want to protect in America. Here's another one, says, I don't care if you are vaccinated or not, you little dink. Teacher rips unmasked student with unhinged rants. A Wisconsin teacher has placed on administrative leave after a video that allegedly shows her berating and belittling a vaccinated student for not wearing a mask, and it went viral. In a shocking video shared online, a young man was seen sitting up against a classroom wall while a teacher ripped him to shreds, apparently because he dared not to wear a mask even after being vaccinated. I don't care if you're vaccinated or not, you little dink, the teacher screamed at the young man. I don't want you to get sick and die. There are other people you can infect. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't infect us. And by the way, this article says the Urban Dictionary calls a dink as the term used to describe an idiot. So she's calling him an idiot because he doesn't want to wear a mask. And the end result was found out health-wise he could not wear a mask, even though he had been vaccinated. That was being required. The point I'm making, it's the fear factor that's permeating society, all of society today. And that permeating factor is designed to force submission and surrender of our constitutional liberties and rights that we have in the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare think that it's not coming. The next thing on the calendar of this administration, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Biden administration, pushing for vaccination for everybody. They're claiming that it's left up to the states. They're claiming that it's left up to individual businesses. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, it's dated May the 28th. The Department of Homeland Security chief, we're looking very closely at vaccination passports for America. Despite the Biden administration's repeated assurances that it will not impose a vaccination passport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Friday that the United States is looking very closely at requiring proof of COVID-19 shots for any travelers. Mayorkas was asked in an interview with Good Morning America whether or not vaccine passports might be implemented. You know, quote, you know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all and no one will be disenfranchised, end quote. Did you hear that rhetorical rhetoric in that statement that he made? In other words, what he was covering was the fact that we want everybody to be vaccinated. Maricakis said everyone should get vaccinated. We've got vaccination centers everywhere, no more than a few miles from anyone's home, and it's important to get that vaccine. Make one safe. Make one's loved ones, friends safe again all around you. But Ted Cruz says Friday that while the COVID vaccines have given us a lot of freedom, there's a real potential for governmental overreach. I don't believe the government should force anyone, Ted Cruz says, to have a vaccination. In fact, Cruz has introduced legislation in the Senate that will prevent the Biden administration from enacting any vaccine passport requirements. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to the crescendo. It's coming to the point where there is going to be a push. The push is on this basis. If you've not been vaccinated, you can't travel, you can't buy, you can't sell, you can't get a medical, can't get medical treatment, you can't go in the hospital, you can't get medical tests, you can't get any surgeries, et cetera, unless you've been vaccinated. We're on the fast track for that in the United States of America today. And yet the government is still trying to low profile that, but behind the scenes, they're working feverishly to be able to do so. Here's an article that says Biden issues warning to Americans. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price, end quote. That's an overt threat, ladies and gentlemen, trying to force everyone to be vaccinated. If this article says if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them, Biden said at the White House last Monday. If they do not, states will, with low vaccination rates, may see those rates go up and see the progress reverse that we've made in America. He's talking about forced vaccinations in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the evisceration, the annihilation, the total destruction of our constitutional liberties and our biblical liberties that we find. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the major liberty that we have as a Christian nation, because it is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross that set us free from sin, death, and Satan. And we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, we're being incarcerated. Our freedoms are being diminished, the freedoms that we have in our Constitution. And it is our liberties were first given to us by God and not by government. Constitutionally, they were codified in our Constitution via the Bill of Rights. But those liberties that we have, ladies and gentlemen, are God-given freedoms that we're watching a government that is a dictatorial, tyrannical form of government that is over us today, that's undermining, wanting to tear down and destroy those liberties that we have, that we've had so long for about 245 years now. Here's an article that says the tyranny of COVID vaccine mandates. Despotic taxpayer-funded universities have seized upon the new way to abuse their power, mandatory vaccinations for students. Many universities are requiring that all students take the controversial COVID vaccination or they will not be allowed to return to school. Here's an article that says, states tell businesses you must verify the vax records of all your customers. Now, here's what's being done, ladies and gentlemen. They're here. The COVID-19 vaccine passports that you've been that's been discussed for so many months now is becoming reality, and it's reality now in the state of Oregon. The state has mandated that all businesses, hear this, Oregon demanding, mandating that all businesses, employers, and churches continue to enforce the mask requirement unless the policy has been checked and they have proof of vaccination status, individuals, and request and review each individual's proof of vaccination. The state's previously imposed masking and distancing requirements must be enforced on anyone, and no one can decline it. They must show proof of a vaccination, even for church. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine going to church one day and an usher standing at the door and saying, your vaccination passport, please. Vaccination ID, please. Or you're turned away. Cannot even go into the house of God to worship. lest you have been vaccinated. We're on the fast track for that. And once that is done, ladies and gentlemen, there's no turning back. There's no reversal. It is all part and parcel of what we see taking place with the total change of the American system today. Here's an article that says the tyrant of COVID vaccine mandates, and it goes on to talk about how it's being mandated. Ladies and gentlemen, along with that, we're watching our schools, our universities, our colleges, and places of academia that's now brainwashing our children rather than there being a training academically. It is a total brainwashing. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push to force to bow, or you're going to bend with the force pressure of government. Here's an article that says a Christian teacher suspended after declaring that he will not lie to his students and will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl or vice versa. We're watching this, ladies and gentlemen, through the LGBTQ push in America to force everybody to bow and to bend to the sodomite lifestyle. We're watching Christian teachers being prosecuted and persecuted if they do not go along with that. And one of the major things, and Matt Staver with Liberty Council is pushing this every day for the nation to understand that it's on the fast track in the Biden administration. It's in the Senate now. It is Senate Bill 5 waiting now to be voted on. It could be voted on any day at any time. It's called the Equality Act. It is Senate Bill 5. And in Senate Bill 5, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at Matthew Staver's latest evaluation of that. He evaluates it's the sexual orientation and gender identity, and he says the bill will absolutely destroy religious liberties. And here's what it will do. Biological men will have access to women's sports, bathrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, showers, and shelters. Pastors will be forced to officiate same-sex ceremonies, and churches have to offer their buildings to LGBTQ groups. Churches and religious organizations will be forced to host same-sex ceremonies, even baby showers, or they will lose their tax-exempt statuses. Churches and religious schools will be forced to hire staff involved in the LGBTQ conduct. Churches and religious colleges will lose their tax exemption and accreditation if they don't go along with the radical agenda. It goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray. We need to turn back to God as a nation. We need to pray and seek God's face and humble ourselves and ask God to heal our land. That's the only hope we have. And the hope is in revival in America that we turn back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.